team. I'm Robin Saunders, and I am going to be your instructor for CIM 510 Competitive Threats and Challenges. And I want to highlight the syllabus. Now, that does not mean that you shouldn't read it. You need to read the syllabus and become very familiar with it. But I will highlight some of the important points. There are two required textbooks for this course. The first is HBR's 10 Must Reads on Strategy, which is by Harvard Business Review, and this is the book that you're going to use for each week's article review. The second is Understanding Michael Porter, The Essential Guide to Competition and Strategy by Joan Margretta, which is also by Harvard Business Review, and this will be your main textbook for the course with all of the information that you need. There are exactly 8 weeks in the course, and I've designed the course to make the content organized and predictable, so please let me know if it is not. Except for the first and last weeks, every week will be the same length, which means that I have each module open for 10 days. I've done that to make sure that you have 2 weekends to be able to work on these assignments, because I know a lot of the students like to work on weekends. The exceptions are the first week and the last week. During the first week, the week one module will open on Monday and will close on Sunday at 11:59. Not 12, not 12:01. Because you'll be locked out of Canvas. So give yourself plenty of time to submit your assignments. Make sure there are no problems. If you have problems, you can always call the IT people at BayPath, and I've given you that number in your syllabus. The last week is also tricky because it's open from the Friday the week before until only a Saturday night. As I've said before, for the convenience of students who do most of their schoolwork on the weekends, each week's course module will open on the preceding Friday so that you will have 2 weekends to work on the week's readings, assignments, and discussions. If there are any unique and challenging circumstances that prevent you from participating in the course at the time when it's required, please make sure that you reach out to me and we can try to work around any life challenges so that you can continually stay connected and submit your assignments on time. The structure of all 8 weeks are very similar. Each week, you will read a chapter in your Understanding Michael Porter textbook. You may watch a movie, look at a PowerPoint lecture. That varies according to the week. Then there will always be a weekly discussion, and then you will be completing an article review. In the article review, I give you a very specific format so that you know exactly what I'm expecting. The article review articles come from the HBR's 10 Best Reads on Strategy. Halfway through the course, in week four, you will have a midterm project, and then at the very end, you will have a final project. And I'll talk more about those as you get closer to the dates where they're due. Easy peasy. That's all there is. It repeats itself every week with completely different content so that it's easy for you to know what I expect of you. Now, just a couple words of caution. The discussion forums are a wonderful place to have discussions with your classmates, and I expect that your discussion posts will reflect the reading that you've done for that week and be comprehensive. And I want to make sure that you really understand the content that we're talking about in the class. Each week, the initial discussion post is due by Tuesday at 11:59. That is Tuesday at 11:59, not any other date. Set a reminder on your smartphone. Set a reminder on your computer. Make sure that your initial post is up there by Tuesday at 11:59, because that allows your classmates to have time to respond to your posts before the Sunday night deadline when the discussion forum closes. Please make sure that you do that, because there are heavy penalties if you do not post on time. And if you want to know what those are, read the syllabus. Posting on time by the midnight Tuesday night deadline is very important, because this allows others to be able to respond to your comments. If you miss the Tuesday night deadline. If you fail to make the initial post, your grade will be 60%. That is really low, and actually in a graduate course, that's failing. If you make only one response post, your grade will be reduced by 20%. No responses, and your grade will be reduced by 40%. And if you don't understand what that means, look at the syllabus. What it means is that you need to post by Tuesday night in order to get full credit. And those are my expectations. When you read the syllabus, you will see an outline of the course weeks and what we will be working on. And in fact, it will allow you to plan ahead. Each week is laid out with the chapter that you're going to be reading in the textbook and the reading from Harvard Business Review. These are the highlights of the syllabus. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me. As I said before, I'm only as far away as an email or a text, and I want to make sure that you are understanding what's expected as well as enjoying the class. Enjoy the class, keep up with the work, and I am looking forward to meeting all of you during the course of the next 8 weeks, and see you online. Oh, and one more thing. Keep in touch with me. We work as a team in this course, and I'm there to help you be successful. So have a wonderful time, and I can't wait to meet you online.